Welcome to the Engineering Influence podcast presented by the American Council of Engineering Companies. In today's digital world, data is everywhere. Many engineering firms utilize data in their business planning, but knowing what data is available, what data is useful, and where to find it can be a challenge. To help firms figure that out, we're talking today with Dan McCarthy, CEO of Dodge Data and Analytics, the largest provider of commercial construction data and information in the United States. So Dan, to start out, data tends to be backward looking, such as last month's commercial building starts or last month's residential permits. But the challenge for engineering firms, obviously, is they're at the front end of the process. So one source that I've used in the past has been the Dodge Momentum Index. And it seems like a really good solution for engineers, because it's the first report of non-residential building in the planning process. Is that how it works? And if so, how does it work for engineering firms?
So the Momentum Index is kind of the tip of an iceberg of lots of early stage data. And it was, you know, I smiled as you gave the introduction, because one of the biggest challenges that everybody in the industry has is, how do I find the right information at the right time? There's lots of information, and not every bit of information is relevant to each person who wants to use it. So the way that Dodge thinks about collecting data about projects is to make that collection as timely as possible. So by identifying an important and timely piece of information in a project lifecycle, you can intuit what the next step is going to be. So an engineer is going to be able to look at a project that comes online, find who that owner is, understand what architects that owner works with, and then their business development group can get focused on, hey, let's go talk to these three architects because that we've done some work with them and we know they work a lot with that owner. And Dodge tries to expose the data that will get them there. Then the Momentum Index is an example of how we take these data elements and work to take the data and turn it into information that creates knowledge. So we've got a team of economists, five economists, who are constantly working with our macro data and are driving, are building our forecasting up from a local level. You know, so they're sitting and they're looking at it in terms of MSA, in terms of region, and saying, all right, across sort of 22 different sectors of construction type, what are the economic demographic trends in this MSA? Building those, building that forecast up, combining it with our historical project data, and coming out with, here's a national forecast, and then breaking that forecast down again so that you can use the Dodge analytics to say, oh, in the New York MSA or the Washington DC MSA, what is the projection for new educational construction over the course of the next 5 years? And how's that tie to the history over the last 5 years? The Momentum Index is a monthly temperature of kind of what the activity in the market is. Every month, we're collecting information about projects that are coming online in planning through the different sourcing techniques that we have. And as an engineer, you can, as an engineering firm, you can use that to help you assess what the forward-looking market demand is going to be. But you're going to want to figure out, how do I take that broad index, and then how do I break it down into something that's more relevant to my business by project type, by geography, by owner identity, by architect identity. And that's what we work to do. We work to tie that national level data and those momentum data into discrete bits of project information that an engineering firm can use to fuel their business development.
So if I'm an engineering firm in Washington, D.C., and I want to, and I work in the educational area, in the education building field, how current a piece of specific project data can I get?
We're collecting data and organizing it around a set of metrics that put real emphasis on timeliness. Now, when you think about this, there's a few hundred researchers that are leveraging lots of searching technology and leveraging in-market contacts. And so at any day, some number of our projects are going to be live and updated. But what you can have confidence in when you're using Dodge data is that when it's come in the top of the funnel, when we've identified this as a new project, we've given it a DR number, we've got a cadence of timeliness that we need to update and touch that project on. It doesn't mean that the project is necessarily moved into a new stage in that time period, but within 90 days, we need to have assessed if it's gone into design. We've determined it's gone into design, we need to have assessed who the participants are there. If it's in planning, we've got to have that a cadence of when we're updating it in a timely fashion. So you can be confident that every record that we've entered as a start has now a reporting cadence that we're holding ourselves to a very high measure to maintain.
You mentioned starts. Starts are the sort of the...
I'm sorry. It's the start, the end, and the when it begins, when it gets that DR number, I'm thinking of it, that's when we start our process of reporting.
Right.
So I apologize for that confusion.
Right. It's still in the planning process. But speaking of starts, because that's what you're well known, Dodge is well known for, you know, your annual forecast, which and your monthly forecast, or which use starts data, essentially. And, starts definitely are a backward-looking measure. Can firms, engineering firms specifically, can they glean anything from starts data, or is that sort of not really in their bailiwick?
So the starts data is part of a forecasting context, and that what we're doing, the summary about what starts have occurred and in what sectors, those are the headline facts. As a business that's looking to drive a revenue strategy, you'll step back and you'll say to yourself, well, I've got sales resources, I've got a business development strategy. Where do I want to put my resources? What sectors are going to be promising? Who are the firms, the accounts that I should be targeting? What you're able to do using Dodge's forecasting suite of tools is you're able to step back and, as I described at the outset, you're able to tie historical performance with the forecast into what's projected in that area. So we'll use that example again. I specialize in educational buildings, and I'm in the Washington, D.C. market, and I work up and down the East Coast. So using the Dodge suite of tools, you're able to look at a statistical framework of projection that's based on past patterns, that's supported by current economic projections, and you're able to draw a conclusion. Oh, you know, the mid-Atlantic states have not had significant investment in educational facilities in the last 5 years, and there's the demographics suggest that there's going to be more demand for higher education, and more demand for secondary education. So we should be focusing a certain, a larger share of our sales development, business development activity in that area, in that sector. All the tools that we're building, we're trying to design them with the objective of giving our customers the insight and the knowledge that lets them fine-tune and direct their sales strategy or their business development strategy in a way that's going to give them an edge on their competitors. It's one of those interesting situations where the headline data point, you look at it and it's interesting. It's always interesting in terms of time, in terms of context. But then you ask yourself, well, how would I actually turn that into something that could make a difference in my business? And that's why I use the tip of the iceberg analogy. It's the data resources and the forecasting integrity that are below that start number that give you the tools that let you really influence your business.
So sticking with our example of the educational specialized firm in DC, if tapping into the Dodge suite of products, do you tell me all those that interesting analysis about there hasn't been a lot of investment in the mid-Atlantic states and demographic trends are pointing towards an increase in need? Or do you just provide the data points and it's up to me to connect them?
So that's a great question. And what's interesting for our customers is there isn't a one size fits all demand on the customer side, because there are some customers that are incredibly rigorous about digging into the data and wanting highly specific information that is integrating with internal data that they have. There are other customers that are looking for the conclusions and like, give us the conclusions. So we approach this in a fashion that's organized around giving the customer what they want. We've got our off-the-shelf analysis, so we'll be able to give you a market forecast in a sector, and we'll be able to give you that forecast in a narrative way and in terms of a data set that shows you exactly what's happening in education in the mid-Atlantic states. We've also got a set of analytical tools that are built into our platform that would then allow you to do competitive research, to say, all right, I'm interested in looking at who are all the engineering firms that were awarded these educational projects over the last 5 years, and what architects and owners have they worked with? So, and you can go in and you can enter queries and you'll get that output. But there's an additional layer, and this is where some of the most powerful outcomes come from our solutions, where we've got a account manager who work with you as our customer and say, look, what question are you trying to answer? And then what's interesting is that sometimes our customers will say, all right, the data is really interesting and I'm seeing really distinctive patterns there, but I want some more insight around this. How do I find out what the decision factors have been? And we have a group internally that does custom market research and that will go out and we'll say, oh, we'll go out and we'll survey the architects and the owners in this category for you. And we'll field a set of questions and we'll give you some insight into what the decision drivers are. Because it's not just, you want to know where is there opportunity for me to build my business. And then you want to know, well, what do I need to do? What do I need to say? What capabilities do I need to bring to bear so I can win that business? And Dodge has got a suite of solutions that can help our customers accomplish all of that. And it's interesting because there's a beauty to being a 120-year-old company, and then there's challenges to being a 120-year-old company. And one of the beauties is that we do what we do really, really well. And we've been perfecting this for the last 120 years. One of the challenges is that we've organized ourselves where we are a true data partner for our customers. And very often they come to us and think, oh, you're a source of project leads. And it's like, well, yeah, that's one of the things that you can get, but you really can get remarkable insight into how to organize your business development strategy if you're using all the solutions.
Which is, and business development is a huge challenge, I know, for a lot of engineering firms. So, I mean, that's a golden opportunity. One thing I've long wondered, and I'm sure it's an easy answer, but why do you measure value of starts versus the number of starts?
So one of the things that we're trying to accomplish is to give an accurate view of the opportunity in the market. And the number of starts encompasses an incredibly wide range of values. So if you compare this to resale homes, where the number of starts is the key driving data point, but the relative cost of building those homes is a fairly narrow band. In construction, in commercial construction, we can be looking at $1 billion project that's coming online and $10 million projects that are coming online. Calling that 11 projects that are now online doesn't really capture the opportunity. And what we're trying to do is this is a $1 trillion industry, and think about the billions and billions of dollars of human capital that is oriented to trying to find opportunity and then organize the opportunity and successfully execute all these building projects. Helping these organizations understand where their biggest opportunity is, where their most profitable opportunity may be, that's why we're oriented to the dollar value.
I knew it was simple, I just hadn't thought it through, I guess. What about, talking about trillions and billions of dollars. A lot of engineering firms are small, one-man shop, more one-person shop, 10-person shop. Is there a firm too small to benefit from using the data that you provide?
They're not too small. We recognize that these, you think about these small shops and think about the role they play in the construction lifecycle. Small does not suggest that they're not important, because if the engineers are at the heart of the risk management, risk mitigation in the entire process. So one of the challenges is, how can we help different size firms be successful to the degree that they want to be? And growth is a really challenging concept, because there's an engineer who's got is a sole proprietor or has only a few people. They've got a number of jobs that they want to work on, and they want to work on jobs that are in their sweet spot, that they're interested in, that are going to pay them well, that let them do important work. So what we have been, and Dodge has a wide range of customers. We've got customers that are $1 billion enterprises, and we've got customers that are making a few hundred thousand dollars a year as a small enterprise. We typically structure the delivery of our data in slices that are consistent with what that company wants to develop in terms of opportunity. We're working hard to be able to make it easier for that small customer to access the best data at the right time. And we're in the midst of, we've made some significant investments in the last year in creating more easy to manipulate data by launching a master data management project. And we're rebuilding our user interface so that it's more customized. It suits the needs of that smaller customer more effectively. You know, it's funny when you go back and research the Dodge was founded by a gentleman named Frederick Warren Dodge. And this guy was a flat out genius. He had the organizational design talent in his mind was just, it drives the structure of Dodge today. And he had a very simple, his initial design where he was producing project leads in the early 20th century, and he was doing them on index cards basically. And he did them on index cards because he believed that I need to make the piece of data that that person needs to use as accessible as possible. And if he built a big book with all the data, it was really hard to use. So he co-opted the card catalog that was being implemented in libraries. And at Dodge, our purpose, one of our fundamental purposes is to try to stay true to that insight that Frederick Dodge had, 120 years ago. So yes, we've got that benefit to all size customers, and we're working to make our solutions easier to use so that benefit is surfaced more rapidly.
With the index card concept today in a virtual digital world, what is on that business? What is on that card?
So the ideal, the concept, the developing concept that you state is, I want to surface the right information at the right moment for you. So you're that engineer in the mid-Atlantic states that's focused on education. Well, I want you to be able to get relevant information about new projects that are coming online that fit your interest, and I want you to get that without having to do a lot of work. Maybe that means an email alert. Maybe that just means that when you log on to the platform, you're presented in a conspicuous way with new projects that could be of significant interest to you. Because it's an intelligent system, I then want to be able to infer things that might be of interest to you and let you indicate whether they are or not. So I'd like to be able to present you with, here are engineers that have been particularly successful in getting awarded new educational projects in the last year, so that you can get insight into what the competitive set is or what other successful engineers are. I may want to say to you, you were awarded a project by this owner, and this owner tends to have similar projects. This is an owner that you might be interested in learning more about. I want to be able to start serving up related data that could be of interest to you. And if it's not of interest to you, I want you to be able to indicate that. It's a model that you see in a lot of consumer facing products. It's the thumbs up, thumbs down on iTunes. It's Spotify, it's Apple News. I like this article, I don't like that article. And it's incorporating that into the presentation of information in Dodge's ecosystem. with there always being escape hatches, because I never want to dilute the analytical power of the data we have. And there are going to be times where, as a user, as a customer, you may say, you know what, I've got something I'm curious about. You know, like we've been talking about, we've been talking inside our organization about how, you know, certain kinds of multifamily structures are a lot like educational structures now. So I really should go look at what's going on in that multifamily, mixed use multifamily sector in my region. And I always want you to have an easy path to ask that question.
So to wrap up here, put yourself in my shoes then. Now you're the educational engineering firm in the Washington, D.C. area. What, maybe you've got some offices around the area, maybe it's just D.C. What kind of data would you collect for your own business planning?
Yeah, so there's, you know, there's a lot of really useful sources that you can go and get insight from. There's the AIA index. There's put in place information. And then you also, because many times these are public projects, if you're in education, you can do the work and put the hours in to search each of the municipalities or search that educational institution and find out what jobs are coming up for bid or what projects are being surfaced. So there's the magic to what Dodge does is that we're doing it all the time and we specialize in it and we're really smart about how we organize all that information. But as an independent engineer, if you're not looking for that kind of data partner, you're not looking for that kind of data subscription, there's a ton of work that you can do. As a sole proprietor, nothing can replace building relationships with architects. And my guidance to you would be if we were sitting at a cocktail party or, you know, at a barbecue outside in a socially distanced way, I would say, what goal do you give yourself each year to meet and build relationship with new architects? What are you doing? And you might look at me and go, I don't need that. I've got enough capacity. And I go, yeah, that may be true, but you've been in the business a while. I bet some of the people you work with are going to retire soon. And you need to be building new relationships. And don't set yourself an unachievable goal. If you've got relationships with five firms that are fueling your business, well, then you need to build two new relationships every year. So that's the first place I would start, and you know, the guidance I would give. And then if the question is, well, how do I know who to build those relationships with? And so that's where Dodge will help you. That's where Dodge will be a really good investment of your money, because you'll find that for the scope that you're looking at, it's surprisingly easy to justify the return on investment, and it will tell you the best people to become friends with.
That's very helpful, I would say. I appreciate your taking the time to talk with us today.
Great, thanks, Jerry, and thanks for the podcast. It's a terrific service to the market and the industry.
Great, thank you. You've been listening to the Engineering Influence Podcast, presented by the American Council of Engineering Companies. Thanks for listening.